Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
That is it. Welcome back. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in our studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids, getting ready to celebrate the biggest barbecue day of the year, the 4th of July. We've been throwing down some recipes and techniques and a little bit of safety. We got a bunch more of that to come. But right now, I want to give a little bit of a little history, fun fact, trivia type thing about the 4th of July. It's a time of year where we just stop and remember. This whole thing came about because there was a major objection to being ruled by Great Britain and this whole taxation without representation. The colonists really didn't have any say in the decisions of the English Parliament. And so what happened is in May of 1776, they were trying to resolve their differences, and they sent Benjamin Franklin in June to go to the Second Continental Congress and make a presentation to them. And so Ben, he rolls down there with four of his compadres, and he makes this presentation of this thing called the Declaration of Independence to the Continental Congress. And on July 4th, 1776, thus the date that we celebrate our Declaration of Independence, that was approved by that Continental Congress. And thereafter, there were 13 colonies that embarked on a road to freedom and as a sovereign nation. This is, I think, the most American holiday that there is, because this declares our independence. And it's celebrated with parades, fireworks, and guess what? Backyard barbecues, baby. That's what this is all about. This is the barbecue holiday of the year. If there's one day that's special, it's the 4th of July, and the Grillin' Guys are all over it. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Enough with the lesson, Bob.
Thank you, Professor.
You got it.
Welcome to the Grillin' Guys. We're in your backyard. We're in your grill. We're just a couple of guys out here hanging our meat on the air. It's kind of a crazy show, but today I want to talk to you about another great American tradition. Other than barbecue, it's Beach Boys. Tonight, the Beach Boys are at DTE Music Theater, and guess what? They have, I think, like 2,000 tickets for veterans. If you're a veteran and you can hear this, buzz down to DTE Music Theater. That's the old
Pine Knob.
Pine Knob, yep. And check out, look for this Clark Durant. He's a conservative candidate running for the U.S. Senate. He was a captain in the U.S. Army. His father served in World War II, and he's the founder of Hillsdale College's Imprimis, which is a great little read. They send it to me every month. And go down to DTE Energy Music Theater, and it starts at, like, I think you can pick up your tickets between 5:30 and 7 at Parents Park in the parking lot. So if you're a veteran, go down and meet Clark Durant. Sounds like a heck of a guy. He's giving away tickets for the Beach Boys. I mean, what a wonderful way to get the 4th of July thing going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying.
And it must be he went to Hillsdale, because he is the founder of Hillsdale College's Imprimis. So maybe he taught there. I heard the story on this guy a little bit, but my niece is up from Hillsdale right now. She just texted me, Carrie Jabor likes that rap song, so love you, Carrie. Thanks a lot. That's cool.
Speaking of, we got our friend Chaz from Schmoe's Brewery. Chaz is quite the marketer. I got to give him credit.
Isn't he sneaky?
Yeah, he is a sneaky little hog, is what he is, because about 3 minutes before the show starts, I get this text of the pig that he's putting on the grill, and I don't know if he's cooking it for an event at the brewery or if he's doing a little catering gig tonight, but anyway, by 6 o'clock, he's going to have that hog done. So my thought was, you know, if you're going to grill a hog for the 4th of July, Chaz does this on a regular basis. It's about a 9-hour cook. He had put it on right when we came on the air at about 9 in the morning, and he said at about 6 is when he's going to pull it off and pull the pork, if you will, and get it ready to serve. So,
isn't that amazing how we get a text from him at 8:55 every Saturday?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a coincidence, probably.
I'm sure it is.
Chaz,
I'm sure it is.
Little devil.
But that's one of those things you can do on the 4th of July. I would. It's a little bit of work, but it isn't. The preparation, he said he had about 170-pound hog that he was going to do. You season it up, and you put it on that smoker. He's got one of those big oil drum smokers that he had custom built. It's on a trailer. And I tell you what, I think it's just a great way to provide a wonderful dinner for your family. But, you know, you aren't going to do that for a couple people. You need a bunch of people coming around.
Well, and Chaz, if you're listening, that smoker of yours is really lame, and it's rusting out. So we've got a good one being built for you right now in Kansas City, and we're going to put you into first-class barbecue, baby.
Shameless right. Plug, Bob.
Gotta
shameless
have the good
plug,
one.
Man.
But, nothing shameless about it. If you know, we promote the best of everything. I mean, that ThermoPen's the best digital probe on the market.
Right.
The good one's the best smoker on the market.
Right.
It's fact, dude. Fact.
Let's talk a little bit about those grill grates, too, because that's another thing that's one of the best on the market. Break that down for us a little
bit. The grill grates, thank you. Good call. I love them because a lot of people don't have the great grilling equipment we have. They have something that's been at their house when they bought it or their mother-in-law bought them. Basically, a lot of people have kind of weak, lame, not-so-great grills. And if you do and you've got hot spots on it or your grates are wearing out or you've got a couple of bad heat deflectors and you're getting a lot of flare-ups, these grill grates are excellent. If you look at a cross-section of it, it's a plate, and then it's got a bunch of these ribs sticking up in it, and they're long ribs, so that looks like a grate, but the bottom of it's a flat piece of steel, and those grates go down to a channel, which is like a fat channel, so your juices and your fats run off, and they go into selected drain ports on the thing to alleviate flare-ups, which is like the biggest problem most guys have with their grill,
right.
Flare-ups. This gets really hot, so it gives you a little bit of an infrared effect. You get some radiant value from it. It scores your meat beautifully.
Yep.
And it just runs that fat off into different directions, so you're not. And if you're sitting there with a Weber kettle or your basic charcoal grill, you've got the same problem. Your fuel source is directly below your fat drippings, and that leads to danger.
Either
catching your arm on fire or ruining a nice piece of steak.
And you can find those at grillgrate.com.
Or your local grill store. A lot of the grill stores sell them. You can buy them right at the counter.
Okay, but it's important that you get that brand because of the technology. Believe it or not, there is technology in a grill grate.
Yep.
And they've got this thing mastered, and we've used them, and they work really well. So if you're having issues with your grate, it's rusting out or things are sticking to it, these are a great little, I don't know, what are they, like $49?
$39 gives you two, like 12 by 16 sections. They lock together. They're all aluminum. They clean up nicely. You put them on your grill, you'll never take them off. I see guys buying brand new grills, putting their old grill grates right back on because once you get used to using them, they're very handy. And they're inexpensive.
Right. They distribute the heat. You're going to get a more even cook on this. And they set right on top of your existing grates. So there's no retrofitting. There's no tools or anything. You just set them on there and start using them. It's just a great little invention.
Daughter Emily's home from California. And we had a pool party for her last night. And my Cajun grill sits right back by there. And a Cajun grill is awesome. It's got the elevated coal bed. You can put the pot holder in it and everything. Sobey Meats is raffling off one of their Cajun grills and smokers. It's got the smoke box. It's a wonderful grill. And tickets are $5. Go to Sobey Meats and get them because they're going to raffle this grill off. It's excellent. It goes to the Alzheimer's Foundation.
Great. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about some 4th of July foods, some recipes that you can throw on the grill, easy to make, that the family will do backflips over. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.